Nolte, Donald Trump's favorability rating now 5 points higher than Joe Biden's. By John Nolte on January 11, 2022. In a stunning change of fortune, former President Trump now has a higher favorability rating than his fraudulency Joe Biden. A Rasmussen poll of 1,066 likely voters shows that 51% now have a favorable view of Trump, while only 46% say the same about Biden. Biden's unfavorable rating is also higher than Trump's. A majority of 52% view Biden unfavorably, while only 47% say the same about Trump. Trump is even beating Biden in both very categories. What I mean is that only 28% have a very favorable view of Biden, compared to 31% for Trump. On the flip side, 42% have a very unfavorable view of Biden, compared to just 37% for Trump. This is no outlier, either. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Trump's net favorable rating now beats Biden's. As of Friday, President Biden's favorable rating stood at 42%, while his unfavorable rating stood at 52.6%. That gives him a net rating of minus 10.6%. Notably, Biden's unfavorability is higher than Trump's, as the former president's unfavorable rating stood at 51.7%, compared to 41.8% who view him favorably. That gives him a net rating of minus 9.9%. Remember, favorability is not job approval. Favorability has more to do with liking someone than anything else. So why is this happening? Why the massive sea change? Well, I think it's four reasons. The first is the simple fact that Biden's policies are unpopular in sinking the country into one crisis: violent crime, inflation, COVID, open borders, empty store shelves, gas prices, etc., after another. The second is that Biden can no longer hide in his basement like he did during the 2020 presidential campaign. He's the president now, and while he does his best to hide, he really can't, and the American people are getting a load of just how awful he is. Too old, too stupid, too extreme. The third is Trump getting booted from social media. Absence really does make the heart grow fonder, and without his social media megaphone, Trump can constantly remind people why they dislike him. Being blacklisted has been an enormous gift to Trump, one wrapped in a bow from his enemies. We have to remember that Trump did not create all the nonsense and 24/7 hysteria around his presidency. The corporate media was responsible for manufacturing much of that. But Trump was also responsible for too much of it, primarily through his Twitter account. With a click, Trump generated one unnecessary controversy after another, which burned a lot of people out. With that temptation gone, people are remembering the things about Trump they liked, like his tight border, the vaccine, his sense of humor, and a roaring economy. The final reason is a discredited corporate media. Even with billions of corporate dollars backing their propaganda, even with every outlet across every platform, cable news, the broadcast networks, major newspapers, still playing the same tired anti-Trump tunes, January 6th, etc., the corporate media has so discredited itself, it can no longer sway public opinion or protect a failed president like Biden. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.